You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is Let Sleeping Princes Lie, the third novella in the Castle Charming series. And if you want to catch up on the previous adventures of Kai and Dennis and Ziggy and the Royals, check out Glass Slipper Scandal and Dance Princess Dance. They're both available as ebooks and also as free podcasts. Right here, you need to scroll back a bit, but they're there eventually. Part 13, Sleeping with the Fishes. Dennis did not know Amira Chaudhry very well, but his words had clearly lit a fire under her. Her eyes blazed with fury. The age is wrong, the timings. He can't be. And yet, Dennis said evenly. If he'd realized it would make her this angry, to learn that Kai was a prince, he might have told her ages ago. Amira spun around, wrenching an enormous portfolio down off a shelf. She thumbed through the sheaves of front pages featuring monochromes of Prince Chase and Prince Cyrus. Her finger traced the outlines of their cheekbones and jawlines. She sucked in a shaky breath and was so furious at herself she couldn't even speak for several minutes. How did I not see it before? I'm a goddamn professional! To be fair, said Dennis, even he didn't know. And yeah, he was never going to be able to say that without feeling a stab of guilt. He should have told Kai his suspicions weeks ago, months ago. Can you have this crisis on your own time? I need to hurry things along. I thought you were supposed to be the nice one, she grumbled. And this is my time? Try to remember that. She picked up another sheaf of papers and led the way through to... Is this a cupboard? Hush, it's a large cupboard. Not very, he complained, having to duck and tilt sideways to get his entire shoulder width inside. It was larger inside, but an odd-shaped triangular space. Dennis sat on the floor so he wouldn't have to stoop. No one ever comes in here, said Amira, closing the door behind her. Can't imagine why. She lit a lantern, and it threw more light against the far wall, which had a map of the kingdoms pinned up on it, along with, well, a lot of pins. Dennis leaned in, fascinated. Charming was there, a bright blue blot of ink. There was a gleaming pearl pin sticking into the castle, with several threads tied to it, fanning out to other pins in other kingdoms. So it's not just spinning wheels, said Amira. And it's definitely not just us. Royal curses, sleeping princes and queens. This shit has been going on for a long time. Is there a pattern? Dennis asked. Like one every year or... Not that organized. Sometimes there are several years without any incidents. She bit her lip. Thing is, they don't all last as long as our queen.
You mean they wake up?
No. Her voice was flat. They don't wake up. Dennis felt cold all over. Tell me. Okay, well, this one. She tapped a green pin from four kingdoms away. Herondale. Their 16-year-old heir, Nathaniel, was found by a river last spring, gazing at his own reflection. Frozen or asleep. They took him back to the castle, argued for 6 weeks about whether to build him a glass coffin. Why glass? Dennis interrupted. Queen Ella's bed is made of glass, too. Why would they do that? Amira's eyebrows almost hit the ceiling. Well, that's a juicy piece of inside information. Anyway, moving on. There's a theory, a superstition, I guess, that being surrounded by glass helps preserve the sleeping royals. So, what happened to Nathaniel of Herondale? Dennis didn't actually want to know this. He drowned, said Amira. Did someone drop his body in the river? She rolled her eyes. No. He drowned. They were still measuring him up for his shiny glass casket, getting all the parts ordered and made up specially, whatever. One day he opened his eyes in a perfectly dry room, and water gushed out of his mouth. And he died. How does that... Not just water, there were like fish in it. Small lilies from an ornamental pool. They found a piece of some kind of tentacle in his lung. That's... yeah...
Dennis couldn't speak for a few moments. He'd been holding on to the idea that Kai was safe until they resolved this curse. Not that he might die at any moment with fish in his lungs. What else? He asked in a harsh rasp. Okay, this is the most recent. Amira pointed to another pin on the southern pass through the Riverlands. It was first reported as a wildthorn outbreak. I wrote a few paragraphs on it back in winter. Then it turned out they were enchanted thorns. The locals cut through the layers and found a small travelling party inside. No identifying documents. That's when I got interested. So I got permission to go up there on a training exercise with interns to investigate. Dennis vaguely remembered that, or at least he remembered that Kai had refused to join Amira because they still weren't on speaking terms. Did you find out who they were? Yep. One of the men was a local guide who'd been hired a couple of kingdoms back. The others were from the Jasmine Kingdom. That's a long way to come, said Dennis. Did Ziggy know something about this? The Jasmine Kingdom was big, but all nobles knew each other, didn't they? Was he royal? Yep. Turned out he was Ziu Lin, of the Gunpowder Isle. Zix, Dennis wanted to correct, and didn't. Amira went on. Disgraced prince of the royal house by marriage, exiled for some reason I couldn't find out because my editor yanked our funding and called us home. I've tried tapping some of my long-distance sources by letter, but everyone's zipping their lips over it. Apparently there's a missing princess in the mix, too. I hate it when everyone starts valuing discretion. Makes my job so much harder. So it did tie in with Ziggy, his fellow hound. Dennis knew she was a runaway princess from Zix, or the Gunpowder Isle, as outsiders usually called it. But he hadn't actually thought about that for a while. Of course they'd send people to find her. Princesses weren't disposable. Were you able to interview his people when they came to bring him home? He asked. Did they know where he was heading? Amira gave him an amused look, like she knew exactly what he was thinking. No one came to get him. According to my sources, he's still there. They had to move him into the village to clear the thorns from the road, but apparently more grew in around him, in whichever second-best bedroom the nearest town's mayor installed him in. But if it's in months, said Dennis, they could have sent a delegation from Zix, from the Jasmine Kingdom, easily by now. They could have, said Amira slowly, but they didn't. Apparently when they exile a prince, they really exile him. But if you want to know where he was heading, look at the map. Dennis didn't have to look. It was obvious. If he'd been found on the southern pass in the Riverlands, then ex-Prince Ziu Lin of Zix had been making a steady journey directly between his home islands and Castle Charming. You should ask your new recruit if she knows him, said Amira. Dennis startled. You know about her? He kicked himself for falling for a clear conversational trap, but he was feeling emotionally compromised right now. I know everything, Dennis, said Amira with a sharp smile, about how you and Kai and the royals made the Midnight Princess disappear. Contrary to opinion, I don't put every fact I learn into print. And this story? He gave the map a weak wave. I mean, the whole story. Royals being cursed to sleep across the entire country. The big picture. I've been trying to publish this whole story for 3 years, said Amira with a grimace. My editor's a chicken. He seems to think if I let this particular conspiracy flag fly, the king will shut us down. Dennis blinked at that. Your paper has been saying shit about the royal family, about his sons mostly, for nearly a decade. And your editor thinks talking about sleeping curses is the thing that'll make the king shut you down? Amira gave him a knowing smile. With instincts like that, we'll make a quill of you yet. Not doing this for your story, he snapped. I want Kai back, alive and safe. Well then, said Amira, we're on the same page. Mostly. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up for my author newsletter or find me on Facebook at tansyrr.com.
You can find me on Twitter at TansyRR or at SheepMightFly. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.